Open your Bibles here this morning to Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 12. The hearing ear, the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them. Let's pray here this morning. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. And Father, I thank you for the truth of it. And Father, we are your people, the sheep of your pasture. Father, your word is truth, God. And we thank you for it, God. Where would we be without the word of God to give us understanding of our own selves, to give us understanding of the world we live in, to give us understanding of the future, and to give us a hope and a confidence that you're working all things together for good to them that love God. Lord, thank you for your creation and how perfectly it works together, God, and the laws of nature and the spiritual laws of your word. Father, help us this morning as we gather around your word that we would understand. Lord, we pray for eyes that see and ears that hear, that we may perceive all that you have for us as your people. Lord, may I be a vessel that honors your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, may I be a vessel that brings glory to your holy name. And may we each be a vessel that receives the word of God with all readiness of mind. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, this one little verse here in verse 12, it says, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made both of them. You know, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, you know, God gives us these things so we can learn and we can perceive things. You know, one man wrote about some of the things he learned from his, he said, things I've learned from my mother with his seeing eye and hearing ear. This is what he said he learned from his mother. He said, my mother taught me to appreciate a job well done. And this is a quote from his mother. If you're going to kill each other, do it outside. I just finished cleaning the house. And he said another time his mother taught him about religion. She said, you better pray that comes out of the carpet. And he said he learned that from his mother. And he said his mother taught him about logic. And this is what his mother said. Because I said so. That's why. That's logic. And as a young boy, he said his mother taught him some more logic. She said to him one day, if you fall out of that swing and break your neck, you're not going to go to the store with me. So that's some logic there for a little one with some eyes and ears. And he said his mother taught him about stamina. You sit there until that spinach is all gone. He learned about stamina right then from his mother. He said his mother taught him about weather. She said, walked into his room one day and said, this room of yours looks like a tornado went through it. So he said he learned about weather. And he went on to say another time, he said his mother taught him some medical advice. If you don't stop crossing your eyes, they're going to get stuck that way. And that was what his mother told him. And and then he said one time, he said, my mother taught me about wisdom. When you get to be my age, you'll understand. You know, the hearing eye, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, you know, God's given that to us. That one little verse right there. You know, we learn things by what we see. We learn things by what we hear. You know, God put that in the middle of Proverbs here of chapter 20. The hearing ear, the seeing eye, the Lord has made even both of them. Why? So we can grow in wisdom and knowledge. We can understand him. You know, we can hear God's word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We can hear God's word. We can see the glory of God. The heavens declare what? Glory of God. You see those stars with your eyes. You see them. You know, our eyes can grow, help us grow in our knowledge of God and his handiwork. You know, he's given these things to us that we can mature, we can grow, we can understand, the hearing ear, the seeing eye. The Lord has made even both of them. You know, as I thought about that verse, you know, I thought about our nation, our country, where we're going. And you just wonder where people's seeing eyes are and their hearing ears. You just wonder how people conclude the things that they conclude sometimes. I'd like to share a story here. This is from FaithWire, and this was yesterday. And the title of the news article was, New York University Suspends Student, and this is what he said. Now, it's hard to believe, but this is what he said. A man is a man, and a woman is a woman. That was his offense. A man is a man, and a woman is a woman. That's what he said, and they suspended him. And a university in New York has reportedly suspended one of its students after he shared an Instagram post in which he asserts that a man is a man and a woman is a woman. Now, the seeing eye and the hearing ear, when you hear that, you almost, as a Christian, can't what? Believe it. You can't believe it. State University of New York at Grensko suspended an education student, Owen Stevens, access to required teaching programs after he posted to Instagram video addressing biological sex identification. A man is a man and a woman is a woman, Stevens said in one of his videos. A man is not a woman and a woman is not a man. Now, if you have eyes for the Bible and can see things that God has said, God made them what? Male and female. God has given people a hearing ear and a seeing eye. And the school reportedly claimed his social media post called into question the student's ability to maintain a classroom environment protecting the mental and emotional well-being of all of his students. Stevens, according to the documents obtained by the Daily Wire, will remain suspended from participating in mandatory courses until he completes a so-called remediation plan, which includes Stevens deleting his Instagram post, depoliticizing his social media presence, and attending a school-sanctioned training. Stevens described the training as re-education. Now, God's given us eyes. He's given us ears. The Lord has given that to everyone. What do we see and what do we hear? You know, for the school here, the School of Education at State University of New York, with their eyes and ears, they think they're doing right. But if you have biblical eyes and biblical ears, are they doing right? No, not at all. Not at all. See, the Lord has given to mankind seeing eyes and hearing ears. But something has been really disconnected here. How can, through beginning of creation, everyone recognize a man's a man, a woman's a woman? And we get to this point today in our culture where the president and the dean of student bodies is telling a student, you can't say a man's a man and a woman's a woman. Something has tremendously gone off the rails, so to speak. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made both of them. Who defines creation? God does. He made a male and female. The Lord hath made even the both of them. He's the author of creation. He made the world and everything in it that we see and enjoy and know of. Now, if God has given you a seeing eye and has given you a hearing ear, guess what that makes you to God? Responsible. If he's given you a seeing eye and a hearing ear, he's making you responsible to him. God gave that to you. And the minute we take what God has said is true and call it untrue, we're calling God a liar. And God has said so carefully in his word how we're to live and how we're to act. Now, your ears and your eyes are the gateway to your heart. What you look at and what you listen to is going to affect your life. Now, for us as God's people, we read the Word of God. As you read the Word of God, does that affect your life? And it changes, it shapes your worldview, it shapes your belief system, it shapes your conduct, it shapes everything about you, who you are. It separates light from darkness, right from wrong, good from bad, evil from good. God's Word shapes us because our eyes and our ears are the gateway to our hearts. Now, In Matthew chapter 13, 19 times we find the word hear. H-E-A-R, 19 times in Matthew 13. In Romans 10:17, it says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Turn to Matthew 13:9 here just for a minute. Matthew 13:9. Just this little phrase here. Matthew 13:9. He who has ears to hear, let him what? Hear. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now, what that's saying in that one statement, you can have ears, but you're not hearing. Now, God made them both. He made the eye, the ear. He gave that to us as people. He's Creator God. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. So what that does, it automatically assumes there's some people going to hear and some people not going to hear. Now, in this passage here, verse 10, the disciples came and said, why speakest unto them in parables? He answered, verse 11. He said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries, the hidden secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Now, why wasn't it given to them? Because they have eyes, but they couldn't see. They have ears, but they wouldn't hear. When Jesus used to speak, he would, the Pharisees and scribes, would get this instant reaction against them. So what he did was fine. He spoke in a parable. And you know what they would do? They would go, I think they're talking about me. He softened it a little bit by using parables. Because in other words, he could address them directly, but they couldn't actually say, you were talking about me. But because of the parable, what it did is soften that confrontation. It toned it down a little bit. So the ones that have ears to hear would hear the parable. So the ones that didn't have ears to hear, they wouldn't understand. He goes on to say in verse 12, for whosoever hath, to him it shall be given. If you have an ear to hear, guess what? God's going to give you more. If you want to know God, God's going to speak to you. If you have a hunger for God, God's going to fill that hunger. Blessed is he that seeketh after righteousness, for he shall be what? Filled. God wants to fill you if you have an ear to hear. For whosoever hath, I got an ear to hear, to him it shall be given. You'll get more. And he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, if you don't have an ear for God's word, if you don't have an eye for it, you don't have an ear for it, guess what? You're not going to hear it. You're not going to see it. And you're going to end up just like at State University in New York that doesn't know a difference between a man and a woman. They become, you know, they think they're so wise, but they become what? Fools. And we see that so blatantly. Why? Because they don't have an ear to hear. They're not listening. But whosoever hath not, don't have an ear, from him shall be taken even away, even that he hath. You'll go from darkness to darkness. When you stop listening to God, when you turn your ear away from God, it's getting to the point where you are moving away from him. Therefore, I speak to them in parables because seeing, they see not. Now, God has given everyone eyes and hearing, they hear not. He's given them ears, neither do they understand. Now, why does that happen? Verse 14, and in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and not perceive. For the people's heart is waxed gross. What does that mean? That means has grown dull. Grown dull. People's hearts. Now, a person's heart as they come into the world, can you have a hardened heart? Can you sin so much you don't feel it anymore? Can you get to that point where you don't have any more consciousness left? You have so suppressed your conscience. I tell you this, if you laugh at sin long enough, sin becomes less sinful. You laugh at it and you mock at it, it doesn't become so sinful. It diminishes. In our popular culture, they'll do things on television, movies, that are utterly sinful, but make it funny. Is that true or not true? It's utterly true. And I saw a movie one time years ago about how they make movies. And behind the scenes, it's like, if you're watching something, and you ever hear like the laughter just roars in the background? That is not people. That is machines. They have this laugh thing with all these, and they can turn buttons to get different kinds of laugh, because they realize when they're making these shows, people don't laugh on time, or people don't get the joke, so to speak. It's all staged. They turn the knobs to make the laughter come up and down as they want it to match their storyline. You know what, to me, I sat back when I saw that. You know, I said, that's a lot like brainwashing. Because if you laugh, guess what other people tend to do? They laugh too. And if they're trying to make you laugh at sin, guess what happens? You're laughing at sin along with them. What we want to be careful is that we don't have that dull conscience. The people's heart, verse 15, this people's heart is waxed gross, or their conscience is dull, it's grown dull. And their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. God has made the seeing eye, he's made the hearing ear, he's given that to you. But what have you done with it? What have you done with it? Now God gives us opportunity. He says, lest at any time they should see with their eyes. They're asking God for an eye opener. Okay? You remember the story of Gideon, and God told him to go out and fight the enemies, the Midianites, and he asked for the fleece. He said, Lord, if this is really of you, let the fleece be wet and all the ground be dry. And what happened? It was just like he prayed. And then he said, well, Lord, don't be angry with me. Make the ground all wet and then the fleece dry. And it happened. But you know what God was giving him? An eye opener. He just needed some encouragement, some strength. God was like, open your eyes. Get in. I'm going to be with you. It's going to happen. Just like I told you it's going to happen. I'm going to be with you. These are eye openers. But if you want that, God will give it to you. He'll give you the confidence. Lest at any time they should see with their eyes. God gives you that opportunity. And hear with their ears, verse 15. And should understand with their hearts. And should turn and be converted. And I should heal them. And God's always there. He's given us a seeing eye and a hearing ear. Verse 16, as he talks to his disciples here, because they ask him, verse 10, why speak in parables? He said, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they what? They hear. Do you have a word of God in your lap right now? You're a blessed person, because you have the opportunity to see and to hear of God, and to know him, and to know his ways. You know, this seeing ear and hearing, the seeing and the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made even both of them. He's given it to us as mankind for our instruction, for our edification, for our understanding of him. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 here for a moment. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Now, how can a college president and a dean of a university get to the point where they're rebuking a student for saying a man is a man and a woman is a woman? How do they get that far? Now, obviously, these are educated people. They're educated. Now, education without God in the center of it, you can end up with a smart devil. Does that make sense? Education without God in the middle of it, you can end up with a smart devil. And that's why all education needs to be Christ-centered, biblically centered. Well, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, we receive mercy, we faint not. We've renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, those that can't see it, those that can't hear it, those that can't perceive it in their heart, it is hid to them that are lost, that are unsaved, those without Christ, those that are perishing, and whom the God of this world has, what's that next word? Blinded. Now, to be blind means you just don't see it. You just don't see it. Now, we as God's people, can we see a difference between a man and a woman? To me, it's so obvious, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just beyond obvious why that's even a point of debate. Unless you get to verse 4 here, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, that's where these people are at. They're totally blind. They don't see it. They can't perceive it. They have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, but they don't hear. They have a heart, but they don't embrace the things of God. Them which believe not. Now, how did they end up there? In whom the God of this world, who is the God of this world? Speaking of the world, the kingdom of darkness, who is that referred to? Satan. He's blinded their minds. He's called the prince and power of what? The air. He's blinded their minds. And you know what's interesting about the coronavirus? That's a worldwide event. And if you look back and all the things that have fallen into place and how it's decimated our nation in so many ways and nations around the world, you stand back and say, man, there's a mastermind behind all this. And you know who the ultimate mastermind was? Satan. Because he's wanting people one day to worship him. He's going to go into the temple and he's going to declare himself to be God. And he's going to want people to worship him. When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness in Matthew 4, what did Satan want to do? He says, fall down and worship me. That's what he wants. He wants the worship that only belongs to God. The God of this world, he's blinded the minds. How do we understand our culture? How do we understand this world? In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who's the image of God, should shine unto them. Now, how do you overcome this blindness as God's people? For we don't preach ourselves, but who do we preach about, talk about in verse 5? Yeah, Christ Jesus. That is the answer. If people are blind, what do they need? They need Christ Jesus in their life. That's what they need. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves, your servants, for Jesus' sake. For God commanded the light to shine out of darkness, and has shined into our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now, we live in a dark world. A dark world. But we are lights in this world. Let your light, so what? Shine before men, they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. We need to be light bearers so that people can see. Because how are they ever going to see? And what do they need? They need Jesus Christ. So if you get into a discussion with somebody that is a non-Christian, political issues can go on all day long, but that's not the answer. What is the answer? Their relationship with Jesus Christ. That's what you need to focus on. That's what they need to hear. Because once they have Jesus Christ, guess what? All of a sudden, their eyes, they can what? See. Their ears, they can hear. Their heart can perceive what God has given. See, if you just keep talking politics, guess what? You're not going to get anywhere, people. You need to turn that conversation about Jesus Christ and their relationship with God. Because that is the answer and the hope for the world. God has given men and women eyes to see and ears to hear. But the God of this world has blinded them, and they don't see. What's the answer? It's Jesus Christ and Him alone. That is the answer for this world, the world that we live in today. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, Paul says, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. You know, when we're trying to bring men and women, boys and girls to Christ and to be this light, for the Apostle Paul, he says, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course. Now, if you're a college student, you might say, this course has finished me. You understand what I'm saying? You're in college, but for Paul, it says, I have finished my course. You know, the seeing eye, the hearing ear, God's given it to all of us. How long do you persist in the things of God till God calls you what? Home. How long do you persist till God calls? I have fought a good fight. Now, you're going to end up with dealing with unbelievers, unregenerate, unsaved people. You might be at your workplace. You might be the only Christian there in your workplace. And you might say, Lord, you might pray this prayer, Lord, I'd like another job. I work with unregenerate, unsaved people all day, and it's just tough, and it'd be nice to have another job where I could have some Christians. And you know, God may not answer that prayer, and I'll tell you why. Because you may be the light that those people need. And God might say, I want you right where you are right now, because these people need you. A better prayer might be, Lord, help me to make one of my coworkers a Christian. That way I can have some fellowship. Do you know what I'm saying? That might be a better prayer to pray. But if you work there for 40 years and nobody gets saved, but you're faithful to God, you can say what Paul said here. I have fought a good fight. You've done what's right. And God, you can't control people's eyes and their ears and their hearts. You can't control that. You can't control the soil of their heart. But guess what you can control? The casting of what? The seed. You can control that. You can control the casting of the seed, the word of God. You can control that part. You can't control their hearts, because if they've closed their eyes and closed their ears to God, you can't do anything about that. But God wants us to be faithful. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. And for those that know and love God, verse 8 says, henceforth there is laid up a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me in that day. And not only me, not to me only, but to all them that also love his what? Appearing. So as you live in this world, and God has given eyes and ears to people, but they don't respond, they don't see it, they don't get it, don't give up. You persevere, because God one day will honor you, the righteous judge, give you that day. And Paul said, not to me only, but to all them that love his appearing. You know, God wants us to be faithful to him. Turn back here to Proverbs 20, verse 12. The hearing ear, the seeing eye, the Lord has made even both of them. He's given that to all of mankind. Now, this week's before us, do you have an ear to hear God's word? Do you desire it? To him that is given, more shall be given if they take what's given to them and embrace it. Well, let's pray here this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, as we have this week before us, I pray, Lord, that we as your people would have a seeing eye toward the things of God and a hearing ear. And Lord, although the God of this world has blinded so many people to the truth of the gospel, Father, may we give them Jesus Christ, the hope of the world. And Father, may we as your people understand that, Lord, that to whom little is given, to whom much is given, much shall be required. And Lord, I pray that we as God's people, if you've given much to us, Lord, that we would give much to others. And Lord, I pray that you would just help us to live a life and to see the things most clearly that you've given to us from your word, that we would hear the things. Take heed how you hear. And Father, each of us, Lord, may we take heed to the things we hear this week. That we'd hear righteous thoughts and things that edify and build up and not destroy and tear down. So Lord, help us be patient with those that are blinded. And Father, I pray that each of us would be that light that people can see to bring them to Christ. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.